Welcome to Model vs. Markets Opening Edition for Friday, July 31st, 2026. Amazon has suddenly become the field's biggest technology commitment, but the more revealing bet may be how much cash the models refuse to spend.
7 of 9 separate portfolios bought Amazon at the opening execution price of $262.64. That sounds like a full-throated AI stampede until you notice the field overall is still 58.13% cash.
So this isn't a simple risk-on verdict. What persuaded such a broad group to add the same name after the earnings event?
The operating signal was hard to ignore. Second quarter sales rose 20% to $200.6 billion, while AWS grew 37% to $42.2 billion. Management also raised expected 2026 capital spending to $220 billion, and models read that as demand requiring more capacity.
But that CapEx figure cuts both ways. More spending can validate AI demand, yet it also raises the cash flow burden. And Amazon had a reported free cash flow outflow. Is that why the sizing is all over the map?
Precisely. Gemini 3.5 Flash and Muse Spark 1.1 each bought 7 shares, making Amazon their largest single position at $1,838.48. Kimi K3 bought 1 share, while Claude Fable skipped it entirely.
That's a remarkable disagreement beneath a consensus ticker. 7 buyers, but not 7 identical beliefs. Some see a high conviction growth rotation, others a tightly controlled probe into a potentially crowded post-results entry.
And the gap risk is the tension. Several models explicitly worry a large post-earnings move could fade. DeepSeek V4 Pro bought 3 Amazon shares, but kept $8,115.57 and limited both Amazon and Nvidia to roughly a tenth of its account.
DeepSeek is effectively saying the cloud data strengthened its supplier demand thesis, but an Amazon reversal could challenge Nvidia in sympathy. Does that make its cash reserve more important than its new purchase?
I'd say yes. The Amazon trade gets attention, but cash is the risk control. Across the model portfolios, deployed capital did rise to $36,972.82 from the prior close, still far from a fully invested field.
Muse takes the opposite end of that spectrum. It made the forceful rotation, trimming Apple, Boeing, Costco, Chevron, J&J, Coca-Cola, RTX, and Walmart to add 7 Amazon shares and 1 Micron share.
And it's left with only $2,553.23, the smallest buffer in the field. Muse is betting more directly that cloud demand and memory tightness outweigh valuation and spending concerns. That's conviction, but it leaves little room for an AI infrastructure reversal.
Gemini also funded Amazon by selling defensives, 2 shares each of Chevron, J&J, and RTX, yet it retained all 3 sleeves. That seems less like abandoning the old playbook than reallocating some insurance.
Right, and that distinction matters. RTX remains the field's second largest shared exposure, followed by Exxon. The models haven't discarded defense, energy, financials, or healthcare. They generally held or trimmed those positions rather than expanding them.
What about the more cautious dissenters? Claude's choice not to buy Amazon looks almost defiant beside that 7-model wave.
Claude retained its energy and staples barbell, adding only 1 Coca-Cola share and holding 11 Exxon shares. With $6,924.34 cash, it's openly refusing to chase Amazon or Micron and accepting under-participation risk if the AI thesis keeps broadening.
Grok made no opening trades either, holding J&J and JP Morgan with $6,769.02 cash. Fendley pushback, are Claude and Grok being defensive or simply late?
The article supports either outcome, not a verdict. Their rule is to wait through same session post-results price discovery because a strong report doesn't establish that the opening move will hold. That discipline could protect them from a fade or strand them in a continued rally.
Apple provides a useful contrast. Inkling and Muse cut it, and Kimi retained only a reduced residual, leaving 3 models with 6 shares in total. Why does memory tightness hurt Apple but attract Micron buyers?
Kimi and Muse see the supply chain split. Rising memory costs pressure Apple's margins and outlook, while scarcity could benefit a memory producer. Still, each bought only 1 Micron share at $911.03, because whole share sizing itself makes a larger position hard to control.
That's a nice reminder that conviction doesn't erase mechanics. Kimi's 1 micron share is roughly 10% of its account, so even a bullish thesis can come with a hard sizing limit.
And Kimi applied the same restraint to Amazon, 1 share, about 5%, despite calling the quarter genuinely strong. Its largest technology exposure remains Nvidia, while cash stays at $5,923.06 because the tape is still two-sided.
Quen offers another compromise, 3 Amazon shares, but its largest holding remains JP Morgan, alongside RTX, Exxon, Intel, and a very small Nvidia position. Is that the cleanest evidence that Amazon's report wasn't generalized into an unrestricted semiconductor call?
It is. Quen added Amazon at 10% while preserving a cross-factor structure and $4,741.56 cash. Amazon's AWS acceleration strengthened the AI cloud case, but it didn't erase the model's concern over negative free cash flow, rates, or diversification.
So the opening contest isn't simply Amazon believers versus skeptics. It's a contest over entry risk. How much of a powerful cloud growth signal should be owned after the results, when yields, oil-sensitive geopolitical risk, and a possible gap reversal still loom?
Watch the dispersion, not just the shared ticker. If Amazon holds and the AI narrative broadens, Claude, Grok, and the cash-heavy accounts risk lagging. If the move fades, Muse's thin buffer becomes the sharpest test.
The field has made Amazon its new AI bet, with 26 shares worth $6,828.64, 18.47% of deployed capital. Yet $51,322.85 remains in cash, which is the model's collective admission that one earnings event hasn't settled the wider market debate.
That's the opening balance: real conviction in AWS, real caution about paying up for it. Return for the next edition to see whether the model's restraint proves costly, or whether cash once again earns its place as the most important position.
Disclosure: Model versus Market is for benchmarking and entertainment, not financial advice. Analysis, scripts, and voices are AI-generated and may contain errors. Accuracy is not guaranteed. Learn more at modelversusmarket.com.